Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're talking about claiming God's promises and looking at a variety of the promises of God and talking a little bit, praying about how we claim those. And sometimes we look at God's promises and we like them, but we've not really claimed them for ourselves. And we've not stepped up and said through our actions, through our obedience, through our acceptance that I want that. And so it's claiming God's promises is more than just being aware that they exist. It's choosing to accept them and following whatever criteria God sets. Today we're going to talk about promised salvation. In Psalm 119, verse 41, we read, "May your unfailing love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise." When we think about, and when I think about, a promised salvation, I think about a rescue. I think about a forgiveness. I think about a transformation. I think about God changing who I am. And I talked about Sunday in the message that the thing with promises is that oftentimes there's a requirement, there's an expectation that we will claim it if we want it. In a sense, a written check is a promise to pay a certain amount of money. But if we never take that check to the bank, if we never cash that check, if we never do anything with it, it really has little value. The promise is there. We could benefit from it, but simply being aware that we could doesn't mean we will. And God has instructed us to come to Him, to receive, to accept, to inherit salvation through Jesus. The Bible makes it clear that there is no other way, no other name, no other process to the Father except through Jesus. There is no other name under heaven by which a person must be saved. And we can debate that, and we can argue that, and we can disagree with that, but our objections do not negate the promise of God. And when Jesus says that He is the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father except through Him, we either accept that statement as truth or we reject it as not important to us. But there's consequences for rejecting it. That promise that God made to all who would call upon Him requires that we call upon Him. When Peter stood up and proclaimed the good news of Jesus on the day of Pentecost, as those gathered were wondering what in the world was going on, as God's Spirit came upon the apostles, and He talked about how they had crucified Jesus, And the crowd that was listening were cut to the heart, the Bible says, and wondered what they should do. And the response is that they should repent and be baptized, every one of them, for the forgiveness of their sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. And he goes on and says, this promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, for all who will call upon the name of the Lord. But because just because it was a promise for them and for their children and for all who are far off doesn't mean that everyone is saved. It was for those who would call upon the name of the Lord. It was for those who would claim the salvation offered. It's a free gift, but it requires our acceptance. And it requires our obedience. The Bible talks about living a Christian life, living as those who are saved. He says, if we claim to love God, but we hate our brother, we're a liar. We don't really love God like we say we do. Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commands. You will do what I say. And I think sometimes we try to make it so easy because it isn't difficult that we remove all of the expectations. And we claim this promise of salvation when we surrender to Jesus. And we say, you're in charge. My life is yours now. We ask for His help to live obediently because we struggle, we fall, we don't do it perfectly. It's not about earning our salvation through obedience. It's about being obedient because we love God. And so many times we get that mixed up and we think if there are any expectations at all, then well, that's not right because that's a salvation of works. That's an earning on our part. And the Bible makes it clear that that's not even possible. But it does make it clear that if we accept this gift of salvation, if we live with God's love, that there ought to be a transformational change in our life. There ought to be that fruit of the Spirit. There ought to be a producing of the goodness of God. If He dwells within us, there ought to be evidence of that. And when we show up and claim God's promise of salvation, the question kind of gets turned back on us, and what are you going to do with it? Are you going to cash that check? Or are you going to simply carry it around in your pocket, doing virtually no good? Jesus told a story, and he says, suppose a king with 10,000 men is about to do battle with an army of 20,000 men. Will he not first sit down and calculate as to whether his 10,000 can defeat those 20,000? And if not, will he not, from a long way off, send a delegation to seek terms of peace? And he ties this into us being a disciple, and he says, in the same way, unless you are willing to give up everything, you cannot be my disciple. And you may think, well, that's a huge leap from seeking terms of peace to giving up everything, but when you're that badly outnumbered, the only real terms of peace that make any sense is a full surrender. And when we claim the promise of salvation, we are so badly outnumbered that the only thing that makes sense as far as terms of peace with God is for us to fully surrender. And that's what God calls us to. That's the salvation that He brings. That willingness to humble ourselves and say, I give up. I can't do this on my own. I need Jesus. And I need Him in charge. As we spend time praying today, I would ask that every one of us give thought to that promise of salvation. What are we doing with it? Have we cashed the check? How are we living with the benefit of God's promise? Is our life being transformed? Are we different than we were? And what are we doing to share the good news, the promise of salvation to our children, to all who are far, far off, to all who will call upon the name of the Lord? Or are we being honest with others about that promise and about how they can claim it by surrendering to Jesus? Would you spend time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us many great and precious promises, and none greater than this promise of salvation. The promise that we can belong to You, the promise that we can be saved from our sin. That very thing that separates us from You for eternity can be turned over. Not by our works, not by our might, not by our power, our wisdom, our goodness, or anything that we do, or anything except surrender. And Father, may we simply not carry around that promise as an uncashed check, as a knowledge and awareness that it exists, but may we live with the benefit of salvation. Not just in a future sense as when this life is over, when judgment day comes, but may we live as those who are saved from our sin today. May sin not have the hold on us that it once had. May we claim that promise. May we share that promise. May we help others to see how outnumbered we are, and how much we need to surrender so that victory can be won, so that we can be saved. Father, may we not only claim the promise of salvation, but may we proclaim it to those who are near, to those who are far off, to all who would call upon Your name. May we proclaim it clearly. May we proclaim it accurately. As Your word calls every one of us to repentance, to be immersed into Christ, to have our sins washed away, may we proclaim that message of good news. And God, today, may Jesus be lifted up. Father, I continue to pray each day for my friend and co-worker David as he continues his time at the Mayo Clinic. May You give him a good day, a day pursuing You, a day pursuing answers, a day pursuing relief. May your spirit fill him with a peace that knows that your presence is with him, that you have not and will not leave him or forsake him. No matter how difficult the days are, no matter how good the days are. May you give those that are helping him great wisdom. May they have a glimpse of Jesus that they've never seen before through the interactions with David. And Father, may every one of us live in such a way that people around us see Jesus in a new way. May they not only see him in us, but may they see the benefit of that promise of salvation. May they seek that, may they claim that themselves. God, today may we lift up Jesus in everything that we do, in everything that we say, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.